ahead and start saying them, and then when you, I'll listen for you. And when you're done, you know, just say, "Hey, I'm finished."
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Woo! How you doing? This is Paul Stanley of KISS, getting ready for the KISS Week on Wacky. Woo! How you doing? This is Paul Stanley of KISS. You're listening to Wacky Radio, bringing you KISS Week in Louisville. This is Paul Stanley of KISS, celebrating KISS Week on Wacky. Rock on!
I'm done. I'm all finished.
Is that it?
Yeah. Is that all right?
All right. Can you hear me now?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
This is Gene Simmons from KISS.
You don't want that Holcomb voice?
Yeah.
This one.
No. Come on.
Hi, this is Gene Simmons of KISS.
No, a little bit faster, a little higher up.
Hi, this is Gene Simmons of KISS.
No, a little bit higher up.
Hi!
No.
Hi?
Yeah.
Hi? Hi?
Like, hi!
Hi! This is Gene Simmons of KISS.
Like that?
Yeah, hold on a minute. Maybe I got... All right, anytime, buddy.
All right. Hi, this is Peter Chris. I blew it. Okay, do it again, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Hi, this is Peter Chris from KISS.
Hey, Louisville, this is... Yeah, Louisville, this is Ace Frehley from KISS.
Hello.
Hi, this is Livingston.
Okay, we're rolling.
Okay.
It's going to be kind of messed up today because somebody's sick and I'm on the air and nobody was good enough to tape it. So we're going to do it in here.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Livingston Gilbert, Wave News. Tonight on Newswatch at 6, these stories. The two sides meet with a federal mediator over the strike of Kroger stores by the Meat Cutters Union. Some county government officials are taken by surprise, and the city's move to annex the Hurstburn and Oxmoor areas. We'll continue our investigation of drugs in our schools and show you how no-shows on airlines can ruin someone's holiday. Join Melissa Forsythe, Bob Dominey, Tom Wills, and me, Livingston Gilbert, for that and more on Wave TV 3, tonight at 6.
Okay, we got it.
Thank you.
Let me see what I'm going to play. Okay, so the counties was... Let me see. I got a little sheet here of stuff about the post office and stuff.
Well, no, this is the new one.
Okay.
No, the post office was the one that's still in the mill. But this is a new proposal that they made last night. They want Oxmoor Center, Hurstburn Park Plaza, Showcase Cinemas, much more.
Okay.
They want a huge area out there.
Yeah. You got heavy Thanksgiving stuff tonight?
Yeah. We have the latest developments, the Kroger strike, several Thanksgiving stories of interest, including we're going to ask people what they're thankful for this year.
Okay. That's what we're asking, I think, today or tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But I won't say anything about that.
You're right.
Okay.
Let's see. Anything else you want to know?
I guess that's about it.
Yeah, right.
Okay, here we go. On the phone with me is Ken Rowland from 32 Alive. Ken,
hello,
tomorrow,
Tom.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Tomorrow's the big day?
Sure is.
Tomorrow's Turkey Day.
Yeah.
And there's some turkey going on, too. What's this about the county or the city wanting to enact? Let me start this over.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're on tape. All right. Thank you, Carl. On the phone with me is Ken Roller from 32 Alive. Ken, how you doing today?
Pretty good, Carl. How are you?
Oh, pretty good on the air today for a change. I was on the air yesterday for an hour or so, but today I'm to 4 hours today.
I mean,
big time.
Time.
Big time today. So, what's this about the city wanting to annex some more land?
Yeah, they want
a whole bunch.
A lot of the county's top real estate. They want Oxmoor Center, Hurstburn Park Plaza, the Showcase Cinemas, and much more. And Dan Lewis has reaction to that latest surprise annexation proposal tonight at 5:30.
And tomorrow's Turkey Day, of course.
Right. And we've got some Thanksgiving stories, of course, of interest, including we're going to be asking people what they're thankful for this year.
Well, that's good.
Have you seen any Paul Ryden series on comparing real-life jobs to the way the same professions are portrayed on television?
Yeah, I saw the Charlie's Angels thing last night. It was really good.
Well, tonight he's going to take a look at how local police compare to the comedy cop show Barney Miller.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, I think it will be.
Yeah, that's all at 5:30 on 32
right.
Alive.
Right.
Thank you, Ken.
Okay, Carl.
Bye-bye.
Bye.